నమో విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రతిష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిని నామిని నమస్తే సారస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారణే విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశకారిణి జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్వేత గదాధర శివాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ్ 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 హరే హరే. So today we'll continue with the episode of Prithu Maharaj. So we have been discussing about the Lord's instructions to Prithu Maharaj. Not that Prithu Maharaj did not know all these things, but nevertheless, coming from the mouth of the Supreme Lord, it would definitely establish the authenticity of the conclusive truths. Lord himself establishing what is highest dharma, it makes it sound all the more bona fide. One gets faith in those instructions so much more. So the Lord concluded by mentioning that the highest attainment is Mai Baddha Sauhrida. If one is bound to me in friendship, then without any external endeavor, one can easily get out of the clutches of material existence. Whereas other practitioners must try to achieve that state. A person who is a devotee, who is Mai Baddha Sauhrida, he very easily attains it without any external endeavor. This is something we saw. And after that, the Lord asked the Prithu Maharaj, "I am very pleased with you, so you please ask for any benediction." So, and after hearing this, Prithu Maharaj affectionately embraced Indra, and he gave up any hatred that he had, and he also offered worship to the Supreme Lord and immediately grasped his lotus feet in great devotion. So this is where we ended yesterday. So today we will continue from where we left off. Very interesting verse Maitreya mentions here. ప్రస్థానాభిముఖోప్యేనం అనుగ్రహ విలంబితః పశ్యన్ పద్మతలాశాక్షో నప్రతస్తే సుహృత్సతాం. పద్మపలాశ అక్ష ద లోటస్ ఐడ్ లార్డ్ సుహృత్సతాం, హూ ఈస్ ది ఫ్రెండ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద డివోటీస్, ఏనం పశ్యన్, యాస్ సూన్ యాస్ హీ సా ప్రతు మహారాజ్, అనుగ్రహ విలంబిత, విలంబిత మీన్స్ హీ గాట్ డిలేడ్. హీ గాట్ డిలేడ్ ఫ్రమ్ వాట్? ప్రస్థాన అభిముఖం. ద లార్డ్ హెడ్ డిసైడెడ్, ఓకే ఐ విల్ లీవ్ నౌ. బట్ దెన్ వెన్ హీ సా ప్రతు మహారాజ్, హిస్ సత్య సంకల్ప శక్తి ఫెయిల్డ్, ఆర్ హిస్ భక్త వాత్సల్య took over. It is mentioned here, prasthana abhimukam, which means he was ready to leave, which means if the Lord decides, okay, I should leave, means already all arrangements are made and he is on his way. That is satya sankalpa shakti of the Lord. But here the Lord decided, okay, I will leave, and he could not leave. Because his, on seeing Prithu Maharaj, anugraha vilambitah, he was delayed by his feelings of mercy. As Brahmaji, when he saw the Supreme Lord, the first thing that came to his mind is Britya Prasada Abhimukham. He saw that this Supreme Lord is Britya Prasada Abhimukham. He is very eager to bestow mercy upon his servants. So that is being shown here, that this being attracted to bestow mercy upon his servants, that actually defeated the Sakti Sankalpa Shakti of the Supreme Lord here. The Lord had decided I should leave, but he could not leave because his desire to bestow mercy upon his devotee was so overwhelming. So he delayed his departure. So that is mentioned here in this verse, 20th verse. Anugraha vilambitaha. He was delayed by his feelings of mercy. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, Suhrit Satam means that the Lord is always thinking of the devotee's well-being. But this is not partiality. This is not partiality. Because the Lord is Samoham Sarvabhuteshu. How do you reconcile? Anyone can become devotee. Anyone becomes a devotee, he is favorably inclined. Why? Because the devotee is favorably inclined to the Supreme Lord. Ye yatamam prapadyante tam stataiva bhajamyaham. So therefore, but one who is particularly engaged in his service is very much inclined. Prabhupada writes, this special affection is not partiality. And it is just like the natural affection that the father has towards an obedient child. If there is an obedient child and if there is a disobedient child, it's not that the father hates the disobedient child, but he may be naturally little more inclined to the obedient child. That does not mean that the father is partial. It is natural. And Prabhupada says that it is natural for the Supreme Lord to feel affectionate towards an obedient son. Why should that be seen as partiality? Isn't that natural? The Lord is in everyone's heart, but only the devotee can realize him and can take instructions from him at every moment. Therefore, there is no chance of error on the part of the devotee, and there is no partiality on the part of the Supreme Lord. Like that. No chance of error on the part of the devotee, because he always is accessing the instructions of the Supreme Lord, who is situated within the heart. So he cannot make a mistake. And there is no question of partiality when it comes to the Supreme Lord, because that is natural. He is not doing anything unnatural. Just like a father is little more affectionate towards his obedient son, similarly the Lord is little more affectionate to his devotees. Sa adirajo rachitanjalir harim vilokitum na shakadashrulochanaha na kinchano vacha sadashpa viklavo hridopa guhyamum adhadavastitaha. Saha adirajaha, the first king, rachita anjali with folded hands, ashrulochana with tears in his eyes, harim vilokitum na shakad, he could not see the Supreme Lord because of tears flowing from his eyes. Saha bashpa viklava, and his voice became choked up, which means all the ashtasatvika vikars, they started manifesting in Prithu Maharaj's body. Na kinchana uvaja, and he could not speak anything. Saha adad avastitaha amum hurda upaguhya. So he just stood there embracing the lotus feet of the Lord within his mind. So he just stood there because he wanted to speak, but he could not speak because his voice became so choked that tears were flowing from his eyes. All the symptoms of ecstasy manifested, and within his heart he was very affectionately embracing the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. సో శ్రీ విశ్వనాథ ఠాకూర్ రైట్స్ ది ఎక్స్ట్రాడినరీ మర్సీ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ హెస్ బిన్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఎక్స్ట్రాడినరీ మర్సీ దట్ టు ది ఎక్స్టెండ్ దట్ హిస్ ఈవెన్ హిస్ సత్య సంకల్ప శక్తి ఫెయిల్డ్ ఆఫ్ కోర్స్ దిస్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి సీన్ యాజ్ అ డిఫెక్ట్ ఇట్స్ అన్ ఆర్నమెంట్ when the supreme lord when there is competition between the different potencies of the supreme lord different energies of the supreme lord it's always you know pleasurable whenever it comes to bestowing mercy upon his devotee you know that's always foremost because the crest jewel of krishna's qualities is his vatsalya so therefore that always wins especially bhakta vatsalya when it comes to affection to his devotees everything else takes a back seat like here we saw the lord wanted to leave but he could not leave now the extraordinary mercy of the lord has been described now the extraordinary devotion of prithu maharaj is described like by describing his various ecstatic symptoms the extraordinary devotion of Prithu Maharaj is described Prabhupada here writes in the purport just as Krishna is Adi Purusha Prithu Maharaj is Adi Raja the original king why Prabhupada gives a few reasons why he is the original king first he was an empowered incarnation Shakti Avesha Avatar and second reason he says is he was a great hero third he was a great devotee Fourth, he protected his citizens. Fifth, he engaged them in pious acts and devotion. And sixth, he did not collect tax without giving protection. And of course, few other points Prabhupada mentions in the other purports that he was the one who started city planning. Like that. For all these reasons, the Prithu Maharaj is called Adi Raja, the original king. Even a highly responsible king like Prithu Maharaj can become a pure devotee of the first order. So Prabhupada gives a very important point here. Prithu Maharaj, seeing the job description of Prithu Maharaj, one can see how much responsibility he had. How much responsibilities he had. But still, he could execute his devotional duties very nicely. Basically, Prabhupada is telling that how much ever one may think that he is busy but still one can execute the one can execute one's devotional duties nicely that's what Prabhupada is emphasizing here even a highly responsible king like Prithu Maharaj can become a pure devotee of the first order like that And Prabhupada says that is the solution of transforming people also. In the next part of the purport, Prabhupada writes, after Gandhiji's non-cooperation movement, Prabhupada gives some historical snippets. After Gandhiji's non-cooperation movement, the Bombay officially stopped liquor. But what was the result? But it only increased illegal liquor sales. So Prabhupada says just passing such resolutions cannot change people. That's what Prabhupada is mentioning. Therefore such impious governments cannot change the heart of people. Eventually they started providing legal liquor because they understood that they stopped legal liquor, illegal liquor sales increased. So then they realized, okay, this is not the solution. So they again had to reintroduce legal liquor. Okay. This kind of government cannot stop natural calamities, war and pestilence because these are reactions of sinful life. So ultimately one has to be inspired to live a dharmic and Krishna conscious life. That is the solution Prabhupada is mentioning. Just putting some rules to stop legal distribution of liquor and other things will only increase the illegal distribution. ISKCON is there to make people pure and perfect. If we can become partially pure also, then lust, greed, etc. is reduced. Prabhupada says one need not become a very pure devotee at the level of prema, but even if one starts practicing, nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevya. He says that prayeshu, almost one can become pure by, you know, regularly attending Bhagavatam classes and other such activities. And then Prabhupada says, big companies contribute huge amounts of money for defense, where it is burnt in the form of gunpowder. Prabhupada says, big companies, they contribute so much money for defense purposes and everything is burnt in the form of gunpowder. But still they don't want to donate any money for our Krishna conscious movement. Therefore there is war and pestilence. Therefore war and pestilence is bound to happen, because they are not contributing to grassroots solutions. They are contributing to very superficial patchwork solutions. It is never going to work. So Prabhupada is telling, you contribute here and we will change things at the grassroots level. That's what Prabhupada is requesting here. So basically Prabhupada is writing all this in the purport in order to emphasize the kind of welfare activity, the kind of to explain how Prithu Maharaj could have such an influence. A single person could have such an influence. Prabhupada, because this verse is talking about his devotional caliber. Because he had such a devotional caliber, his rule had such potency. Otherwise, these governments passed one simple law, no sale of liquor, and they could not manage it. It had like very, it heavily backfired. That even such a simple law they could not pass and ensure that it is being followed. He says because the solution is not, because that's not a grassroots level solution. Prabhupada says the government has to become Krishna conscious, there is no other solution. And they have to support the Krishna consciousness movement so that grassroots level solutions can start. Like that.
Atavamrujyashrukala vilokayan atripta briggo charamaha purusham tadasprishantam shitimam saunnate vinyasta hastadra muranga vidvishaha.
Ata, but thereafter, avamrujya ashrukala, he immediately wiped his tears. Because he can't keep standing there and keep crying. So he immediately wiped off his tears. Purusham vilokayan, because he wanted to take darshan of the beautiful form of the Lord. Atripta drit gocharam, which had become visible to his eyes, but the nature of those eyes were they were constantly unsatisfied eyes. Atripta drit. How much ever it was taking darshan of the form of the Lord, it was unsatisfied. In one of the purports, it is described that there are many reasons for dissatisfaction. Three prominent reasons are given. One is the incapability of the object to satisfy. Okay, it is incapable of satisfying. The second reason could be that it has the capacity to satisfy, but the person does not have sufficient knowledge about that object. Like someone may not know the glory of a diamond. He may think that gold is most valuable. So if he gets a diamond, he may think, अरे कुछ गोल्ड नहीं है ही मे थिंक दैट वाई आर जस्ट गिविंग मी अ स्टोन or a piece of glass, you may think. So it may be valuable, but one may not know its glories. That is the second reason for being dissatisfied. And the third reason is, the person knows how valuable it is, and the object also is capable of fulfilling, but the person is so eager to taste the sweetness of that object that how much ever he is getting, he is not satisfied. So these are three reasons for dissatisfaction. What are the three reasons? The incapability of the object. The object itself is cheap. Second is? Might not be aware of the glories of that object. And the third is? He knows perfectly the glory, and the object itself is so glorious that he has unlimited desire to experience that object. So that is the third. It is the third reason because of which Tutu Maharaj is addressed as Atripta Drig Gochara. He became visible to his eyes which could not be satisfied. So he was trying to get as much darshan of the Lord as possible, and the Lord himself was so much engrossed, or he was so much attached to taking darshan of Prithu Maharaj, that his feet, padas prishantam kshitim, the Lord's feet started to touch the ground. Generally it does not touch the ground, but he forgot that rule. Okay, and everything was happening topsy-turvy here. The Lord is not able to control himself. First thing, he wanted to leave, he could not leave. And while staying also, he forgot that he landed actually. And you know, for support he had to catch hold of Garuda's shoulder. The Lord's feet were touching the earth and his hand was placed on the elevated shoulder of Garuda. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti, quoting Sridhar Swami says that Lord's feet do not touch the ground. However, controlled by the extreme mercy, the Lord forgot himself and his feet touched the earth. To keep himself from stumbling, he placed his hands on the shoulders of Garuda. Okay. Again, this should not be taken as a defect of Supreme Lord. Because when it comes to the Lord experiencing reciprocation with his pure devotees, then rasa takes over. You know, you should not, one should not analyze it based on tattva. Hey, who is more powerful? Is it Garuda? Garuda, the Lord has to take support of Garuda. What is this? Is he the one who is actually supporting the universes? Then why does he need support of Garuda? What happened? Is the Lord omniscient? How could he forget? The Lord's intelligence is addressed as, you know, recently we saw in Dhruva Maharaj's prayers that he prays that the Lord has uninterrupted intelligence. So when we ask, does the Lord really have uninterrupted intelligence? What is this? One of the aspects of intelligence is memory. He forgot. How can he forget? You know, all such questions may come, but you know, we have to see that the focus here is the Lord's affection for his devotees. So he becomes so controlled by that affection that he forgets. And that's the glory. So Prabhupada here also writes the same comment in his purport. He says, people from Swargaloka and above do not touch the ground when they visit lower planets due to weightlessness. Lord Vishnu is the Supreme Lord, but because he lives in one of the planets within this universe, he sometimes acts like one of the demigods. When he first came, his feet was not touching the ground. But when he was fully satisfied with Prithu Maharaj's behavior, then his feet touched the ground. And the rest of the purport is same as what Vishnadeva Thakur mentions here. Controlled by the extreme mercy, the Lord forgot himself and his feet actually touched the ground. And to take support, he caught hold of Garuda like that. So now Prithu Maharaj is going to offer his prayers. Okay, very nice prayers, very sweet personal prayers that he is going to offer to the Supreme Lord here. So Prithu Maharaj says,
Varan vibhotvat varadeshvaradbubah katam vrinite guna vikriyatmanam ye naratanam apisanti dehinam tanisha kaivalya pratevrinena cha.
He says, O Vibho, because the Lord had asked, please ask for him benediction. So Prithu Maharaj says, O Vibho, O Lord, katam buddha varan tvad vrinite, how can an intelligent person ask for any benedictions from you? You are Varada Ishwarad. Because one should not think that, how can an intelligent person go and ask anything from a beggar? One may say, because an intelligent person knows that beggar has no money. Okay, so therefore he clarifies, how can an intelligent person ask any benedictions from you? Of course you are Varada Ishwarad. You are the one who is capable of giving all benedictions, but still an intelligent person does not ask any benedictions from you for some other reason. So not because you are incapable, because of some other reason he does not ask. O Kaivalya Pate. So when talking about benedictions, he is indicating material benedictions actually, not spiritual benedictions. He says, how can an intelligent person ask for any material benedictions from you? That's what he is indicating. You are Kaivalya Pate, you are the Lord of liberation. You can bestow liberation to everyone. Tan na vrine ye narakanam dehinam apisanti. So therefore, I do not want to ask for those benedictions ye narakanam dehinam apisanti, which is available even to people in hellish existence or the hellish species, like animal species. Guna vikriya atmanam, those people with minds which are a transformation of gunas, which means they do not have a spiritual body, they have material bodies. So therefore he says, how can an intelligent person ask you for material benedictions which are anyway available tasyaiva hetoho prayate ta kovido na labhyate yad brahmatam upariyadah tallabhyate dukkavad anyata sukam kalena sarvatra gabira ramhasa. So there also kovida, therefore an intelligent person never strives for achieving those benedictions which are anyway available within the three worlds. Same thing Dhruva Maharaj also said, Nunam vimushtamatayas tavamayayate yetvam bhavapyaya vimokshanam anyahetoho archanti kalpakatarum kunapopabhogyam icchanti yat sparshajam niraye pindrinam. He says that niraye api. He says anyahetoho kalpakatarum, they worship you. Those, he says that Nunam vimushtamatayas, those who are cheated of intelligence. Okay, he is talking about the other kind of people. But the same thing Prithu Maharaj is telling the other way. Intelligent people do not worship you for material benedictions. But here Dhruva Maharaj is telling, those who are non-intelligent like me, we think that you are anyahetoho kalpakatarum. You are a tree which can fulfill all material desires. Okay, and what do we desire? Sp- sparshajan upabogyam, that which is available by the senses and sense objects coming together. And nirayapi, and such sparshajam upabogyam is available even in the hellish species, like animal species. Okay, like that. So here he says, you are Kaivalyapate, you are the Lord of liberation. Okay, therefore only a foolish person will worship you for getting material benedictions, like that Prithu Maharaj is mentioning here. We will chant this prayer once more.
Varan vibhotvat varadeshvarat buddha katam vrinite gunavikriyatmanam ye narakanam apisanti dehinam tanisha kaivalya vratte vrine nacha.
Tanisha kaivalya pate vrine nacha. Therefore, O Kaivalyapate, I do not desire that kind of benedictions. Please do not ask me to take such benedictions from you. Okay. So then, here, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, Karmis are anxious for Swarga, and the jnanis are anxious for moksha or kaivalya. But devotees are not anxious for both. Therefore, Prabhupada quotes Prabodhananda Saraswati's words, kaivalyam narakayate tridashapur akasha pushpayate. Both they reject. Tridashapur is swarga. It is like akasha pushpayate, which means which has no factual existence for the devotees, because it's so temporary. A devotee does not even care for the position of Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma. As a pure devotee, Prithu Maharaj made his position very clear, he says. He made his position very clear that, ye narakanam dehinam api santi. Therefore, katam vrinite. Katam buddha varantvat vrinite. How can intelligent people take such inferior benedictions from you? So I will not take any material benedictions. So then one may ask, oh, you have addressed me as Kaivalyapate. You see the similarity, even in Dhruva Maharaj's prayers, similar thing. Bhavapyaya vimokshanam, he was addressed. So do you want liberation? And what was Dhruva Maharaj's answer? Yanirvitis tanubhritam tavapada padma dhyanat bhavajjanakatat shavanena vasyat sa brahmani swamihiman nyapinata mabut kintu antakasi lilitat patatam vimanat. He mentioned. So similarly, here Dhruva Maharaj also addressed, Prithu Maharaj also addressed the Lord as Kaivalyapate. So one may ask, so do you want Kaivalya? So is that what you want? You want to merge into the impersonal Brahma Jyoti? So he says, Nakamaye nata tadapyaham kochin nayatra yashmat charanam dujasavah mahattamantar hidayan mukachito yatsva karna yutameshame varaha. He says, Nakama ye nata tad api aham kochin. He says, I don't even want to use the name liberation. He says, tad. O nahi chahiye mujhe. I don't. Nakama ye nata tad api aham kochin. Kochit means at no point of time I want that. Which one? So there is one small 4-year-old boy here, one congregation child. Okay, his name is Harish Chandra. People call him Hari Hari, but he cannot pronounce Ra. So So if someone asks what's your name, he says Hali. He says, so you know, I just joke with him, what's your name, Hari or Hali? He says Hali. Then I say, oh, Hali? He says, no, Hali. And then later he understands that, then he says, Hari or Hali? He says, whatever you say, that is right. Aap jo bol raha hai, woh sahi hai. Main jo bol raha hu, galat hai. He doesn't say Hali or Hari. He says, whatever you say, that is right. Kyunki usko pata hai ki usko nahi aa raha hai. So here, Prithumara is also telling, na kaame na ta tadapi, wo nahi chahiye mujhe. Tadapya ham kochin, at no point I want that. Okay? That liberation. Why? Because he says, Nayatra Yushmat Charanambuja Asava. Because there is no opportunity to drink the nectarian beverage of your lotus feet. What is that nectarian beverage? Krishna Katha. So one may ask, oh, where does that nectarian beverage reside then? If it is not there in Kaivalya, where does it reside? He said, Mahattama Antarhridayan. Mahattama Antarhridayan. It is present within, deep inside the heart of great devotees. So if it is inside their heart, then how can we access it outside? This is Mukachyuto. Their heart is the pot and their mouth is the spout. You know, from the spout, not tea, but maybe hot water or herbal tea comes out. Mahattama antar hridayan mukachyuto. It comes out of their mouth. He says, so, vidatsva karanayutam eshamevara. He says that, I don't want liberation. If you think I am qualified for liberation, you give my liberation to those people who are desiring it. And those who are desiring liberation, they want to get away with their senses because they think that the senses are, their senses are the traps. So you collect all their senses and give it to me. Vidatsva karana ayutam eshame varaha. Give me thousands of years so that wherever Krishna Katha is happening, I can go and hear. So therefore, Esha me varaha. This is the benediction I am asking you. And please do not give me any liberation. Because there is no opportunity to hear Krishna Katha there. I am going to read now. Shri Vishnadari Thakur writes, because I have addressed you as Kaivalyapati, this is Prithu Maharaj mentioning to the Lord, do not think that I want liberation. Give it to those who desire that. Give this liberation to those who desire that. I do not desire anything in general and liberation in specific. In specific, definitely do not give me liberation, he says. Which means merging into the impersonal Brahma Jyoti. Why? Because na yatra yushmat charanam bujasav. Because there is no discussion of Krishna Katha there in Brahma Jyoti. And where does this Krishna Katha reside? They are coming from the hearts of great devotees. And how can we have access to that? You know, mukachyuto, it drips out of their mouth when it comes. It comes out of their mouth. These topics are sung out of great bliss experienced in their hearts. As Prabhupada writes that my purports are my devotional ecstasies. So same thing here Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur writes. These topics are sung out of great bliss experienced in their hearts. Just like Srimad Bhagavatam has become more relishable coming from Shukadeva Goswami's mouth, in great devotees' relishable topics, they become even more sweeter Shuka Mukad Amrita Drava Sanyutam. Just like when a parrot eats, especially when it eats, you know, some fruits it likes, like peru. One of my aunts, in her house they had a huge, not exactly an orchard, but like quite a few guava trees. You know, they had a garden. So whenever we used to go home, they used to collect those fruits which have been eaten by parrots. Usko separately nikal ke rakhte the, wo fridge mein rakhte the. Then we used to eat. They used to be really sweet actually. Unko pata tha kaun sa ekdam sweet hai, or whether it actually becomes sweet because they ate or they knew which are the fruits which are actually sweet. Of course, Bhagavatam says that after a parrot eats this, the fruit actually becomes more sweet. The opposite should also be understood, Srila Vishnajaga Dagur writes, which means, just as sweet water becomes distasteful when it enters salty earth, so the qualities of the Lord becomes disgusting coming from the mouth of a non-Vaishnava. Avaishnavad mukodgirinam putam harikatamritam shravanam na kartavyam sarpochishtat payoyata. Sanatana Goswami says. So, then the Lord says, TKTK, I understand you do not want liberation. Abhi apko kya chahiye batao? Liberation nahi chahiye bol diya. Material benedictions nahi chahiye. So, what do you want then? So, he says, give me millions of years, because there is unlimited talk about the Lord's qualities. I don't want to give up even one such discussions. This also indicates that I desire ears and other dear senses which those desiring liberation detest. They do not want the senses. It is no problem. I will take. And I do not want liberation. They want. You give it to them. Like that Putu Maharaj is indicating. So Prabhupada's purport is very much in line with Srila Vishnajaga Dagur's purport. Prabhupada says, commenting on Kaivalyapati, he says, though Prithu Maharaja addressed the Lord as Kaivalyapati, he doesn't want liberation, but he wants millions of years. And then, about Mahattamantar Hridayan Mukachuto, commenting on that, Prabhupada writes, just as Srimad Bhagavatam becomes relishable through Shukadeva Goswami's mouth, pastimes of the Supreme Lord become relishable through pure devotees' mouth, because they speak from the core of their hearts. Mahattama antar hridayan mukachuto. Otherwise, hearing from professional reciters is like drinking milk poisoned by snake. Sarpo chishtat payoyata. Satam prasangad namavirya samvido. Prabhupada says, this verse indicates that the glorification of the Lord is potent when uttered from the mouth of a pure devotee. Since there are innumerable devotees, Prithu Maharaj asked for Karana Ayutam, thousands of years, because they would all want extra years. Extra years indicates extra senses, basically. All the senses, because all the senses can experience. Vachamsi Vaikunta Gunanu Varnane Karav Harer Mandira Marjanadishu Shutim Chakara Achyuta Satkatode. Like that, you know, all the limbs can engage in more and more devotional service. Like that. If our ears are engaged in hearing Krishna Kata, then there is no scope for hearing Mayavad. Like that. Okay. So, this is Prithu Maharaj's second prayer. First he said, no intelligent person would ask for any material benediction. You are Kaivalyapati, why would an intelligent person ask for material benediction? He says, oh, so you want Kaivalya? He says, nay, not that. Give me thousands of years so that I can hear Krishna Katha, which is emanating from the hearts of pure devotees, dripping out of their mouth. Okay. And same thing, Dhruva Maharaj also said, Yanirvritis Tanubritam Tavapada Padma Dhyanat Bhavajanakata Shravanena Vasyat Sa Brahmani Swamahiman Yapinata Mabhut Kim Tantaka Silulitat Patatam Vimana. Like that. Lot of similarities between Dhruva Maharaj's prayers and Putu Maharaj's prayers. Same lineage also. Same canto. Then sa uttama shloka mahannu kachuto bhavattadambo jakshudakananilah smritim punar vismritatat vavartmanam kuyogi namno vitaratya lambarehi. So, but one may ask Dhruva Maharaj, what you will get by just hearing my katha? Prithu Maharaj, what are you going to achieve by hearing something? You can always hear, but liberation means freedom from all miseries, bliss of Brahmananda. Why do you want to reject that? What will you gain by just hearing? Hearing mein kya hai? One may ask, or the Lord may ask, what will you gain by hearing? Okay? I am directly willing to give you the result. I am giving you the prayojan. You are asking for abhideya. For that you have to perfectly execute the abhideya and all that, then you may or may not get the prayojan. I am telling you, I will directly give you the prayojan, liberation. Oh, you don't want to accept it. So he says, O uttama shloka, O most praiseworthy Lord, sa mahan mahat mukachuto, the topics emanating from the mouths of great devotees, forget about the topics, he says, bhavat padamboja sudha kana anilaha, which means, because what was compared to charanambuja asava katha, Krishna katha, same thing he says, bhavat padamboja sudha kana anilaha, the wind carrying even one small particle of that Krishna katha, which is compared to your lotus feet, nectar of your lotus feet, smritin punar vitarati, it brings back remembrance, kuyoginam, even for the bad yogis, even for the fallen yogis who have forgotten the difference between the soul and the super soul, the soul and body, who have forgotten all that basic knowledge, even such bad yogis immediately remember you when that, even that wind carrying your Krishna katha touches them. Okay, kuyoginam vismrita tattva vartmanam, who have forgotten the truth that you have just taught, alam varaihi. So therefore, if that is the potency of your Krishna katha, a particle of your Krishna katha, then why should I accept the other benedictions? Okay, this is Putu Maharaj's statement and a long purport both Prabhupada and Vishnu Chakra Thakur have written, a very very sweet commentary. So here the Lord is asking Prithu Maharaj, Krishna Jagadakur writes, that why do you desire liberation? Why do you not desire liberation? Which is so rare. This liberation is so rare and it's prayojan. And you are asking for just hearing something. You know, what is there in that? So he says, just the breeze carrying the particle of nectar from your lotus feet, what to speak of an actual particle, which means breeze has touched the particle and it is flowing. He said, what to speak of the actual particle? Okay, And what to speak of the nectar itself, the whole nectar. Okay. Anything related to the topics of your qualities produces remembrance of your lotus feet, even to those who have forgotten the truth concerning Paramatma and body, and Paramatma and the Jivatma as taught in by the Lord previously. In verse number 9 it was taught. So even one who has even forgotten those basic knowledge, he can regain back that remembrance if even the breeze that has touched your Krishna Katha, he comes in touch with that. He will remember. But what does a yogi do? Yogi or a jnani? He does not want to remember the, he does not focus on the difference. He focuses on the oneness of the Brahman and the Jiva, because he wants to merge. So he focuses on the Brahman. So he says, I am not a good yogi. I am a bad yogi. Okay? And I have forgotten the bad. Well, who is a good yogi? Who focuses on oneness. Who is a bad yogi? Who wants to focus on the difference, but he has forgotten. So he says, I am a bad yogi, so you do not, I am not your customer. The good yogis are your customer who wants liberation. Okay. I am a bad yogi. And also I have forgotten what is the difference between the soul and the super soul. I have a desire to remember. Okay. So give me Krishna Katha, like that. So here Krishna Katha mentions that this is a Vyaja Stuti. Vyaja Stuti means he wants to glorify, but he is stating as if it is a condemnation. Like he says, for good yogis, Krishna Katha, liberation. For bad yogis, Krishna Katha. How does it sound? It seems like Krishna Katha is inferior. But actually he wants to glorify Krishna Katha. He says, good yogis, you give them liberation. I am a bad yogi. Mujhe to wo sab cheez mein ruchi nahi hai. To mere liye aap kali Krishna Katha de do aap. Like that. Enough of benedictions of being stuck on the path of forgetting the difference between you and the Jiva through Kaivalya. Those who are after the path of Kaivalya, they want to concentrate on the non-difference. He says, मैं तो वो कैटेगरी में नहीं हूं, बैड योगी हूं. तो आई वॉन्ट टू कॉन्सेंट्रेट ऑन द डिफरेंस, हाउ द परमात्मा इज ग्लोरियस एंड हाउ द जीवात्मा इज सर्वेंट. आई वॉन्ट टू कॉन्सेंट्रेट ऑन दैट. सो देयरफॉर यू गिव मी कृष्ण कथा, फॉर मी दैट इज सफिशियंट. लाइक दैट इज टेलिंग, आई हैव नो यूज फॉर अदर बेनेडिक्शंस सिंस आई एम कंप्लीटली डिटरमाइंड टू टेस्ट योर टॉपिक्स. आई एम अ बैड योगी, आई एम मोस्ट फॉलन. Since I could not become a good yogi on the path practiced, why should I desire Kaivalya? Main to good yogi ho hi nahi paya. So, you know, how can I desire such a high goal of Kaivalya? You know, you just give me Krishna Katha, I am sufficient, I am happy with that. Like that. Like that. Thus, indirectly, the superiority of the devotee is indicated here. Like that. So Prabhupada here writes in the purport, the power of hearing from a pure devotee is mentioned here. What is the power? It can revive the memory of one's eternal relationship with the Lord. Smritim punar vismrita tattva vartmanam vitarati. Smritim vitarati. It again brings remembrance unto those who have forgotten the truth about the soul and super soul. Vismrita tattva vatmanam smritim punar vitarati. Hearing these topics reinstates the memory about the soul and super soul, about the glories of the Supreme Lord, about the subservient position of the soul unto the super soul. It revives all those memories. That is the potency of hearing, Prabhupada writes. We all have forgotten it due to the influence of Maya. Therefore, it is mentioned, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. So that the mission of the human form is fulfilled. When we hear, then it awakens the sleeping soul. A pure devotee, due to constant engagement in Lord's service, has direct connection with the saffron dust particles of his feet. Therefore, when he speaks, it may sound like material sound, but it is spiritually very powerful and can immediately revive the remembrance of relationship. So he is telling, Sa mahat mukachuto bhavat padamboja sudha kana anilaha, which means the saffron dust particle from the lotus feet of the Lord must be present within the pure devotee. Only then it can come out of his mouth. It must be present within his heart, because the previous verse said that Hridayan antar hridayan mukachuto. So the original source is the heart. From heart it comes out of the mouth. And what is coming out? Here it is mentioned, Bhavat padamboja sudakana anilaha. Sudakana. So the saffron dust particle from the Lord's lotus feet must be first present within the heart of the devotee. Therefore, when he opens his mouth, whatever comes out has the capacity to invoke that remembrance, like that, of that relationship. For a conditioned soul, therefore, it is very important to hear from the mouth of a pure devotee. This can make us into a suyogi from a kuyogi. It can make us into a good yogi from being a bad yogi. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends this process of hearing, by which one can gain the remembrance of his relationship with the Lord and engage in devotional service, like that. Okay. So till now we have seen three prayers. Okay. Let's try to recollect. So first, Prithu Maharaj said, how can any intelligent person who knows that you are the Lord of liberation ask for any material benefits which is available even to the residents of hell? Then one may ask, oh, so do you want liberation? He says, certainly not. Why not? Because in that situation there is no nectar of Krishna Katha that emanates from the hearts of your great devotees. Instead, give me millions of years to hear all the Katha wherever it may happen. Vidatsva karana yutameshame varaha, he says. But then the Lord may ask, but why don't you desire liberation, which is so rarely achieved? So in response to that, Prithu Maharaj says, what to speak of Krishna Katha itself? Even the breeze that has touched a drop of that nectar brings remembrance to the bad yogis who have forgotten about you. Enough with all other benedictions. Okay. Like that, Prithu Maharaj has till now offered his prayers. Okay, so then he says that you said that I am a bad yogi. Why be a bad yogi? Become a good yogi and accept liberation. Why do you want to stay as a bad yogi? You are telling, you know, I am not a good student, so just give me the way to pass the exam. How can I pass the exam? I am telling you, why? There is sufficient time. Become a good student and I will teach you how to score, you know, distinction. Why do you want to stay as a bad yogi? He says, become a good yogi and accept liberation, one may suggest. So in response to that, Prithu Maharaj, he says, Yashashivam shushravarya sangame yadrichaya chota shrinotite sakrit katam gunagyo virame dvinapashum shriryatta vavre gunasangrahechaya. So he says, oh, I was just joking. It was vyajastuti. I didn't really mean that, you know, I want to, you know, Krishna Katha is inferior. I am inferior, so let me get only Krishna Katha. You know, that was just joking. Now I will tell you the real truth. So he says, O Shushrava, O Lord of auspicious fame, Katam, what person or how can that person Yadrichayacha Upashrunoti? By chance, if he may have heard Sakrit, just once, Te Shivam Yashah, that person who has by chance heard your glories just once, Arya Sangame, in the association of devotees, Katam Gunagya, and how can that person who actually knows your glories, Shreer Yat Pravavre, those qualities which even Mother Lakshmi accepts, for what purpose? Guna Sangraha Ichchaya. Graha means to accept. Sangraha means to completely accept. Guna Sangraha Ichchaya, which means to, with a desire to completely taste those qualities. Viramed. How can a person who has by chance even once heard your glories give it up? And what is the potency of those glories? It is so wonderful that even Mother Lakshmi wants to again and again experience those qualities. Which means, what must be the superior nature of those of the qualities of the Supreme Lord? So he says, Vina Pashum. In my opinion, a person who does not want to experience those glorious qualities can only be an animal. Puman Virajeta Vina Pashugnar, as it is mentioned in the 10th canto. Basically, he is telling that Satsangat Mukta Dussango Hatum Notsahate Budaha Kirtyamanam Yasho Yasya Sakrit Akarnya Rochanam Tasmin Nyasta Diyaha Parthaha Saheran Viraham Katam Darshanas Parsha Samlapa Shayanasana Bojanaihi. It is mentioned that Satsangat. Okay, I will tell that verse. You identify in this verse where it is mentioned. Okay, Satsangad Arya Sangame, in the association of devotees. Mukta Dussango, okay, it's not mentioned. Okay, Satsangad Mukta Dussango Hatum Na Utsahate Buddha, which means such a person cannot stop listening. Hatum na utsahate buddha. Katam viramed. Who can give up that glorification or hearing that glorification? Satsangat mukta dussangu hatum na utsahate buddha. Kirtyamanam yasho yasya. Te Shivam Yashah Kirtyamanam Yasho Yasya Yasya Yashah Kirtyamanam. The glories of the Supreme Lord. Te Shivam Yashah, your auspicious qualities. Sakrit Sakrit Akaranya, hearing. Okay. Upashrunoti. Yadrichayacha upashranoti. Sakrit akaranya rochanam. Rochanam means he becomes so attracted. Like that. So same thing, he says that even once, if by chance one gets to hear your auspicious qualities, it is so attractive that he does not want to give up. So that verse says, then how can the Pandavas, who had the opportunity to dine with you, sit with you, touch you, how can such people tolerate being separated from Krishna? When people who have just once heard Krishna Katha become so attached to hearing it again and again, how can those people who have throughout their life spent that time with Krishna, how can they tolerate being separated from Krishna? Okay, he says, Vina Pashum. Only an animal would do so. And those qualities of the Supreme Lord are so superior that even Mother Lakshmi, who is Chanchala, you cannot make her interested in anything. Chanchala, matlab, one place to other place she keeps on running. But that Mother Lakshmi, she with a desire to completely taste those qualities, yet pravavre, she completely accepts those qualities with a desire to taste it completely. Okay, so this proves, because the best amongst the personalities, Mother Lakshmi, she accepts those qualities, which means that quality must be the topmost. That must be the topmost subject matter. That's what he is telling. Okay, katam. How can what person, having heard by chance just once your auspicious qualities, gives up that qualification, gives up that glorification? Like that he is mentioning here. Is it clear? Translation.
Here, Srila Vishnu Jagadita Guru mentions,
the Lord may say, why be a bad yogi? Become a good yogi and accept liberation. So Prithu Maharaj replies, no, I was just joking. The fact is that the glories of the Supreme Lord or His qualities are so attractive that any person who even by chance hears it even once gets attracted. Like Sukadeva Goswami got attracted. So he was not even, he was walking fast, going to a place where he can just meditate on the Brahman, and suddenly by chance he heard Aho Bakiyam Stanakala Kotam, and suddenly he was like. So the yogis, but one may say the yogis give up. The yogis give up the nectar of glorifying the Lord. And the karmis also give up. Okay. We see that, you would have seen in the third canto, Kapiladeva describing that it was mentioned that the unfortunate yogi, that after establishing a relationship with the Lord within the heart, because of his intense desire to merge into the impersonal Brahman, he destroys that mind. You remember? Tachapi chitta badisham shanakair viyungte. We discussed about this. Okay. Not in this context, not in this chapter, but in some other chapter we discussed about this. That the unfortunate yogi who desires to merge into the impersonal Brahman, at some point he gives up that mind, he destroys that mind and merges into the impersonal Brahmajyoti. So one may say that, you see this example. The yogi, he had experience of bhakti, he had experience of qualities, hearing the qualities of the Lord, discussing or meditating on the form of the Lord, but he gave it up for impersonal liberation. And again, in 3rd canto, 32nd chapter, Kapiladev's teachings, again, it was mentioned, Trivargikaste Purusha Vimuka Harimedasaha Katayam Katani Yoru Vikramasya Madhudvishaha. These persons are interested in Artha, Dharma and Kama and are averse to the topics of the Supreme Lord, who knows how to destroy samsara. So it is mentioned that not all people accept your Krishna Gata. Here are the yogis who have rejected what to speak of Krishna Gata. But the means of appreciating that Krishna Gata, which means this mind and the subtle body, which is needed to appreciate the Krishna Gata, the form, qualities of the Lord, he destroyed that whole thing. And here are people who are karmis,
they are also averse to the topics of the Supreme Lord. So therefore, how can you say that the topics of the Supreme Lord are the highest? Because you see people here rejecting Krishna Katha. So how can you say that the qualities of the Lord, topics related to the Lord, are the highest? Because common experience proves otherwise. Common experience is proving otherwise. Okay? So here he is telling, so Prithu Maharaj says that what is Prithu Maharaj's response to this? Because this is a very powerful argument. Because Prithu Maharaj said that how can that person who, having heard Krishna Katha, give up that glorification because it is so wonderful? Here two examples have been given, one of the yogi who has also given up and another of the karmi who has also given up. So Prithu Maharaj, responding to that, he says, give these two persons liberation like feeding oil cake and chaff and rubbish to animals, but do not give it to humans like me. So he says, I said human beings cannot reject, but I agree that animals can certainly reject. So he says, those who reject are animals. So here he is telling, so therefore, give these two people liberation, no problem. Just like feeding oil cake and other such grass and other rejected stuff to the animals. So you feed them, no problem. But do not feed humans like me this liberation, like that he is telling. He says, and then he is asking, what kind of argument are you giving? Quoting the, are these karmis and yogis very exalted personalities that you are quoting their example to prove? So he says, see what example I have. Shrir yat pravavre guna sangraha ichchaya Mother Lakshmi. Okay. She does not want to give up those topics. She is chanchala, but she accepts these topics with a desire to enjoy, completely experience those qualities, completely taste those qualities. Where is Mother Lakshmi and where are these yogis and karmis that you are talking about? So therefore he says that and also Shukadeva Goswami himself, he said, Parinishtidopi Nairgunya Uttama Shloka Leelaya Grihita Cheta Rajarshe Akyanam Yadaditavan. So Shukadeva Goswami, on your side you have this fallen yogi and this karmi. From my side I have Mother Lakshmi and Shukadeva Goswami to prove. So he says, the yogis are like bulls conditioned to eat grass, who, chewing the sugarcane shoots, find the stalks too tough and they give it up and savor grass instead. He says, the yogis are like bulls. You give them sugarcane stalks, they think, arey, ye to bahut thoda hard hai, to main grass hi kata hun, bolke wo grass kate hain. But if they thoda aur chabaya, to usme se itna juice nikalta hai. But they don't want to try hard. But of course, our cows, I have seen, they eat hukate hain. But maybe... See, they could have done little endeavor and accepted bhakti. But they are so attached to, no, I want to get out of miseries. So they are only after liberation. They want... Endeavor means if they had associated with more devotees, heard more Krishna Katha. But they are so self-centered. I just want to get out of this miserable material world. That was their own full focus. So they were not willing to hear much about the sweet Krishna Katha and all that. That faith was not complete. So the yogis are compared to bulls and the karmis are like
camels which give up mango buds and eat thorns. Okay, even though mango buds are there, they could enjoy mango buds, but because they are so much used to eating, tasting their own blood, which can ooze out only if they eat thorns. But if they eat mango buds, they, because their tongue has become so used to tasting their own blood, so they always go to the thorns only and eat. Therefore, what kind of proof are you giving, quoting these kind of yogis, bull-like yogis and camel-like karmis? From my side, you see, Mother Lakshmi, she is the proof that the topics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the highest. And you are giving proofs of the karmis and yogis. What kind of proof is that? Like that, Prithu Maharaj is asking. Because the happiness of all other items is included in bhakti, it is the compilation of all human goals and all qualities. Therefore, the Lord's lotus feet is addressed as Icchapidanam. Icchapidanam means the superset of all desires. Like that. So Prabhupada here writes, Arya Sangame refers to association of devotees. The glorification of the Lord can be appreciated only in such a Sangha. Though there is no bar for others to taste Krishna Katha, but then it is most tasteful only when tasted in the association of devotees. And Prabhupada says, these Aryans are distributed all over the world. This is why it is very easy to spread the Krishna consciousness movement in Europe and America. Prabhupada says, these Aryans are distributed all over the world. That's why it's so easy to spread this Krishna consciousness movement in Europe and America. Even people who hear the Maha Mantra from their lips, their lips means whose lips? The European and American Aryans are also becoming captivated. Though this vibration will be most effective when chanted amongst the Aryans, even if one doesn't belong there, he will become a Vaishnava simply by the potency of Maha Mantra. So does not mean if Arya Sangama is not available, one should stop chanting. It's not like that. And still one should chant under the potency of the holy name, it happens. Prithu Maharaj says that even Lakshmi, even Mother Lakshmi wants to hear his glories. But one may ask, but why to chant for so long? Why not try for Mukti or Kaivalya? Prithu Maharaj says that this chanting is so powerful that only an animal can give it up. Therefore, those who do not get attracted to Maha Mantra are animals. Prabhupada writes, Vina Pashum. Only an animal would give it up. So therefore, here Vishnu Jagai Thakur in his commentary, he writes, he is comparing the yogis to bulls and karmis to camels. And he says, you don't give the examples of animals, give the examples of human beings. And like that he is telling. Okay. So then he says that therefore I do not want liberation, give me only devotional service. And he says, give me that devotional service with Mother Lakshmi is doing. Same service I want. Okay. So he says, Ata bhajetva kila purushottamam gunalayam padma karevalalasa apyavayore kapatispridhokalir nasyatkritatvat charanaikatana yoho. He says, padmakara iva lalasa. So because he said, don't give me liberation, give me only devotional service. So the Lord may ask, tike, konsa service chahiye apko? He says, padmakara iva lalasa. Padmakara is one who holds a lotus in her hands. That is Mother Lakshmi. He says, my lalasa or my desire, I also have a desire like Mother Lakshmi. Padmakara iva lalasa. ata abaje. With complete purity, I will worship the feet. Tva akila purushottamam. Just like Mother Lakshmi, I also want to serve your lotus feet. Serve your lotus feet. And who are you? Akila purushottamam. You are the Supreme Lord. And gunalayam. Gunalayam means you are the abode of all good qualities. So I want to worship your lotus feet. Padma karaiva. Just like Mother Lakshmi worships your lotus feet. And then he says, api avayor ekapati sprudho kali. Perhaps there may be some competition between the two of us for serving your lotus feet. But he says, nasyat. But don't worry, it will not happen. Why? Krita tvat charana ekatanayohu. Because both of us will be so absorbed in serving your lotus feet, but we will not have time to fight. So you need not worry. You can give me the same service. Okay. We both will get absorbed in serving your lotus feet and we will not fight amongst each other. Okay. So you please give me the same service like that. Yes. Padma karaiva lalasa. I also have the same desire what Mother Lakshmi has. So give me that same service. Also mean? Correct. But he wants other service also, but here he wants worshipping the lotus feet, massaging the lotus feet. He wants that service. Of course it means other things also, but still, Prabhupada, we'll read the purport, it will become more clear. What Bhushan to? Okay. So he says, I do not want liberation. I only want pure devotional service. Like Lakshmi, I will do constant service of cleaning, decorating, massaging, fanning and all these services. Like that, he says. One should not worry that Prithu Maharaj, but one may say, Padma Kara Iva Matlab, is Prithu Maharaj in Madhuri Aras? One may ask. So, he says that no, one should not worry that Prithu Maharaj has Madhurya Bhav, because the next verse explains that he has Dasya Bhav. And he mentions, he addresses Mother Lakshmi as Jagat Jananyam, as the mother of this whole universe, as mother. He addresses Lakshmi as mother. So, he has no Madhurya Bhav. He has Dasya Bhav. And in Madhurya Kadambini also, Vishnu Charita Thakur mentions that when Uddhava expresses a desire to be like the gopis, serve like the gopis, or when Narada Muni expresses that desire, Lord Shiva expresses such desires, one should understand that they desire the intensity of the gopis. They desire the intensity of the gopis' devotion. They do not desire the same bhav. Whatever may be their bhav, it could be Dasya bhav or Sakya bhav, but if it is not Madhurya bhav, and when they say that we want to be like the gopis, it means that they desire to worship the Supreme Lord with the same intensity with which the gopis are worshipping. It does not mean that they desire Madhurya bhav, because one in any other bhav would certainly not desire to change that rasa. You know, that is definitely not desired by anyone. So when they say, I want to become like the gopi, not literally, not in the sense that they want to change their bhava, change their rasa. It means that they are seeking, they are desiring that intensity of devotion, not exactly that rasa. That's indicated. One should not worry that Prithu Maharaj has Madhurya bhava, because the next verse explains that he has Dasya Bhav. He thinks of Lakshmi as his mother. He compares with Lakshmi only to suggest that he can take a portion of such service. For Lakshmi is most famous for herself. He does not want to replace Mother Lakshmi. Okay. He says, Toda ek portion, aapko itna seva hai, toda mujhe bhi de dijiye. Like that. And and as a foremost devotee, he expresses virya bhava also. Okay, this virya ras also he is expressing in relation to Lakshmi. Virya ras means in some kind of a competition. He wonders if he would quarrel with Lakshmi. He is telling, Ramay, would it happen that, you know, if I go there would be some competition and I would start quarreling with Lakshmi. While doing bhakti, just as he did with Indra, while doing karma, he asked, will there be some competition between us for serving one master? Because with Indra, while both of them were performing the same karma of Ashwamedha Yajna, there was Prada. So now he is wondering, while performing activities of devotion also, perhaps will there be some sprida or competition between the two of us? In virya ras, he is thinking like this. So he is telling, by proper method, there will be no conflict. We will both be constantly engaged in one object, that is serving his feet. So if we will be absorbed in the seva, so we will not fight. Like that he is indicating to the Supreme Lord. So he is directly telling the Supreme Lord, Api avayor ekapati spridho kalir. He is telling, maybe myself and Mother Lakshmi will fight over serving your lotus feet like that. Standing in front of the Supreme Lord, he is looking at the Supreme Lord and telling, maybe we might fight. Okay, like that. Okay. And Prabhupada also in the purport, few points we'll discuss. Prabhupada commenting on this word gunalayam. Gunalayam means the abode of all good qualities. Prabhupada commenting on this says, this word gunalayam refutes Mayavad. Because they say that the Supreme Lord is nirguna. Nirguna means no qualities. How can, so if you are commenting on nirguna, then you should also be able to comment on gunalayam. The Lord is also addressed as gunalayam. How will you reconcile? Only when you understand that nirguna means no material qualities and gunalayam means all good spiritual auspicious qualities are there. One of the most important qualities of the Lord is his bhakta vatsalyata. This leads to a lot of loving interactions in the transcendental platform, Prabhupada says. That is one of the qualities, and because of which Putu Maharaj is offering such beautiful prayers. And also Prabhupada commenting on this fight between Mother Lakshmi and Putu Maharaj, he says, Putu Maharaj's desire to serve the Lord with Lakshmi does not mean that he was in Madhurya Ras. Actually, he was thinking of the Lord's feet in Dasya Ras, where Lakshmi is also engaged. This will be confirmed in the next verse, where she will be addressed as Jagat Mata or Jagat Janani. Therefore, he was not thinking of competing with her in Madhurya Ras. Nonetheless, he feared that she might take offense at his engaging in the service of the Lord, in the same service. So he was wondering that, arey, mujhe kuch problem nahi hai, but she might take offense, she might get offended, like that. So Prabhupada writes a very interesting lesson here. Even in the spiritual world, there is sometimes competition between the servitors in service of the Lord. But such competition is without malice. In the spiritual world, if a devotee excels another devotee, there is no envy, but an aspiration to reach that platform of excellence. Okay? The other person, when he sees that someone is excelling himself in service, then he sees that, okay, I should also raise my service to that level and reach that level of excellence. Okay? Like that. Okay? Yeah. And then, the next verse is even more interesting. Here, Prithu Maharaj says, Jagat Jananyam Jagadisha Vaishasam Syadeva Yakkal Maninas Samihitam Karoshi Falya Pyurudina Vatsala Swaeva Dishne Viratasya Kintaya. O Jagadisha, the Lord of the Universe, Jagat Jananyam Vaishasam Syad. But maybe this Jagat Janani, Mother Lakshmi, Vaishasam Syad, maybe she might become angry. Why? Yat Karmani nahasamihitam, because I am desiring her service, so she may become angry. So here Srila Vishnachakrita Thakur writes that, okay, we'll get back to the purport a little later. He says, but Mother Lakshmi may become angry. He says, of course she will become angry. She is such an exalted devotee. You are just a beginning devotee and you are desiring her service. Of course she will become angry. She may punish you also. So, are you not afraid? He says, why should I be afraid? You are Dina Vatsala. Just like when I fought with Indra, socially if you see, Indra is more qualified. You took whose side? You took my side. Because you are Dina Vatsala, I am Dina, and Krishna and Indra is exalted. But you took your role of Dina Vatsala very seriously. So here also Mother Lakshmi is no doubt more qualified, but you are Dina Vatsala. If you do not side with me, then you will no longer be called Dina Vatsala. So I have faith that you will side with me even if there is a competition between me and myself and Mother Lakshmi, he is telling. Yat karmini naha samihitum jagat jananyam vaishasam syat. That is a chance that Mother Lakshmi may become angry, but I am not afraid because you are Dina Vatsala and your job is what? Falgu api uru karoshi. Even though one may be small, you make them great. So I am small, I know you will make me great. So I am not afraid of Mother Lakshmi. Kintaya, what else do I have for her? Anyway, I do not care for her. Sva eva dishnya abhiratasya. Since I have your power behind me, therefore I am not afraid of her. Whatever she does, let her do. No problem. Like that. Of course, Krishna Chaitanya Thakur and Prabhupada, you know, give us the right understanding of this mode of Prithu Maharaj, because these are symptoms of viryaras. Because we do not understand spiritual emotions properly, therefore we may seem like, okay, material mode of passion is triggering these kind of words from Prithu Maharaj, which seem like very proud words, but this is not pride emanating from mode of passion, but this is pride emanating from pure emotions of devotion in viryaras. And Vishnachakrita Thakur, quoting from Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, he gives explanations for this very clearly and nicely. So he says, Jagat Janani. That also? So he is considering Mother Lakshmi as a mother. That's what it means. So here he says, Srila Vishnachakrita Thakur writes, this verse describes Prithu Maharaj's Veera Bhakti or Veeryaras. And he defines, what is this Veeryaras from Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu? The devotee who takes shelter of Krishna and has incomparable attraction for Krishna, though he does not notice others, is called a Veera Parishada or Veera Anuga. Okay? So these are some symptoms. Some symptoms are given. That he takes shelter of Krishna and he has incomparable attraction to Krishna. Okay? And though he does not notice others. That is what differentiates. That is one of the modes of a Veerya. That's one of the symptoms of Veeryaras. He may not notice others, but still he is a pure devotee. So he says, there may be some conflict with Lakshmi because I have a desire for her service. So he says that, what is the problem? She anyway has one more residence. She has a residence in your chest. So she should give that
service to lotus feet to me. Let her serve in your chest. I will serve in your, at your feet. Like that he is telling. There may be some conflict with Lakshmi because I have a desire for her service. Let her sit on your chest. I am your son. I will do all service to your lotus feet. If she is so stubborn that she cannot live without that service, is she so stubborn that she cannot live without that service? Like that he is asking. But one may say, "Arey, kya bol raha hai? You are just a novice. She is so experienced. You are so low and she is so exalted. Why you are competing with her? Competition should be between equals. So what is your position and what is Mother Lakshmi's position? Why you are competing with her? Yes, true. But just as you took my side," he is telling the Lord, "just as you took my side in the quarrel with Indra, you should favor me in this case as well. You make me an insignificant person, you make me, who is an insignificant person, very great." So he says that, "Falgu api uru karoshi." I am Falgu, no doubt. But your nature is that you make insignificant people very significant because you are Dina Vatsala. So therefore I have full faith in you that you will side me only. Then he says, "Are you not afraid of Mother Lakshmi's anger?" He says, "No. Since I possess your power, why should I worry about her? My strength is your great mercy. I have your mercy. I have the power of your mercy. Why should I be afraid of Mother Lakshmi? I am not afraid. Let her become angry, no problem." Like that he thinks, he says. So, in order to clarify further, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is quoting a verse from Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu to prove this point. How this virya-rasa is manifest in pure devotees. Okay, he gives an example. Okay, he says, "Pralanda ripur ishvaro bhavatu kakritis tename kumara makara dvajadapi na kinchit aste phalam kinanyad aham uddata prabhu kripa kataksha shriya priya parishad agrimam na ganayami bhamamapi." So here a pure devotee is speaking this verse who has viryaras, and Rupa Goswami quotes this as a proof for showing viryaras, you know, for proof for viryaras. So this devotee says, "Pralamba ripur ishvaro bhavatu." Balram, who is the killer of Pralambasur, maybe he is the supreme personality of Godhead. Kakritis tename, but what use do I have for him? Kumara makaradvajadapi na kinchit aste phalam. And what can I gain from this prince Pradyumna, the son of Krishna? Nothing. Aham uddataha prabhu kripa kataksha shriya. Since I have been elevated by the wealth of Krishna's glance of mercy, na ganayami, I do not even give regard, bhamamapi, even to Satya Bhama. Priya Parishad Agrimam, who is the head of all of Krishna's followers. Okay. So we cannot artificially speak like this. Okay. For this, first one has to come to the level of prema. Then one would know whether one has some viryaras in him or not. Okay. At this stage, if we speak, then you know our bhakti will stop only. Okay. So some devotee in viryaras. Okay. I don't know who. Maybe I'll try to find out. If I get it, I'll let you know. So even you see some glimpse of it even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that not, maybe it's one of the biographies, I'm not sure if it is in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Raghunath Das Goswami was given some buttermilk. So one day he received buttermilk and the Drona was bigger. He said,
hey, how come every day you used to give me in a small drone, now you have given me in a, from a bigger drone? They said, oh, actually, we saw that you are so austere that once in a few days you drink only some buttermilk, only one drone. So we thought, at least, if we are not able to convince you to take more than one drone, at least we can make the drone big. So we brought it from some other village. He said, which village? And they told the name, and he said, no way, this is Chandravali's village, you know, I will never take anything from. So, like that. I am not sure whether it is various or not, but I am just telling that, you know, such sentiments can also come from pure devotees, and we should not think that these are like mundane sentiments. Like that. So here Prabhupada writes in the purport, Mother Lakshmi, being the ideal wife, takes care of the Lord in every detail. She is not just massaging his feet, but she also cooks, fans him, and performs all the devotional activities. Therefore, there is hardly any opportunity for others. Prabhupada also writes. Why is Prithu Maharaj speaking like this? Prabhupada is defending Prithu Maharaj. He is telling, see, actually Mother Lakshmi, as an ideal wife, she takes care of all the personal service of the Supreme Lord. So there is hardly any service for others. Matlab personal service. Prithu Maharaj was certain that Mother Lakshmi would get irritated. But why should Lakshmi become angry with an insignificant devotee like Prithu Maharaj, one may ask. All this was not very likely, yet Prithu Maharaj, just for his personal protection, appealed to the Lord to take his part. Matlab, to take his side. Agar vaisa kuch ho gaya toh aap, you should be in my side. Because you are Dinavatsala. If you don't take, then you will no longer be known as Dinavatsala. Just as the Lord took his part, took his side in the episode with Indra. Because the Lord is Dinavatsala. Then Prabhupada writes, when a person performs sacrifices, he becomes elevated to go to heaven, but not back home, back to Godhead. But the Lord is so kind that he accepts even a little service, and therefore it is stated in Vishnu Puran that by following the Varnashram Dharma, one can please Lord Vishnu. So Prabhupada is writing here, there are different levels of serving the Lord. One level is serving him by performing one's Varnashram duties and offering the fruits to the Lord. But when the Lord is really satisfied with that performer, then he will elevate him to the platform of pure devotional service. That's what Prabhupada is writing. When the Lord is satisfied, the performer is elevated to the platform of pure devotional service. Prithu Maharaj expected that his insignificant service would be accepted as greater than that of Mother Lakshmi's. Okay? Because of the mercy of Supreme Lord, who is Uru api, sorry, Falgu api, what is that? Falgu api Uru Karoshi. He makes insignificant service very significant because he is Dinavatsala. Like that. Like that. Okay? That is by Rakta. Okay.
And then in response he is telling that, in his anger he is telling all these
things. See, virya rasa and all are secondary rasas. So certain rasas are compatible. If you see the east, south, western, in the northern section of Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, the seven secondary rasas are discussed, and which are the compatible rasas are discussed. Which primary rasa is compatible with which secondary rasa? And then the next topic is rasa bas. Which rasas, you cannot mix and match any rasa. Okay, some rasas are compatible, some rasas are not compatible. So he may be in Raktak, may be in Dasya Rasa or whatever may be the rest, But maybe Virya Ras is a compatible rasa. Like Bhishma Dev also, he was primarily in Dasya Ras, but his secondary Ras was Virya Ras. So apparently Virya Ras is compatible with Dasya Ras.
Okay.
So Raktaka, so he spoke this, so your question has been answered, like that. So let's do a quick recap of what we have seen till now. So Prithu Maharaj started by mentioning, in response to the Lord telling that please ask for any benediction, Prithu Maharaj said, how can that person who is intelligent ask for any material benediction? You are Kaivalyapati, and therefore how can an intelligent person take any material benediction from you? He says, oh, so you want Kaivalya then? Yes. Nakamaye nata tadapyaham kuchin. Because nayatra yushmat charanam bujasa. Because there is no opportunity to drink the nectarian beverage of your Krishna Katha. I don't want. Instead, give me thousands of years. So then he says, but why don't you take liberation? Liberation is good. He says, I don't want to take liberation. I am just a kuyogi. And kuyogis, you know, they do not have such high aspiration of liberation. We are just satisfied with hearing your Krishna Katha. So just give me Krishna Katha, I am fine. And then he says that why do you want to be a kuyogi? Become a suyogi, become a good yogi. Okay? And take liberation. So what is there in hearing my glories? Kali sunne se kya hone wala hai aapko? He says, no, I was just joking. He says that any person, even if he once hears your glories with glories by chance, he does not want to give it up. To the extent that even exalted persons like Mother Lakshmi, with a desire to completely taste your glories and your qualities, she does not want to give up hearing those qualities. That is the proof that hearing your glories and your qualities is more exalted than even liberation. So therefore, don't give me liberation, rather give me devotional service. And what service? Padma kara iva lalasa. I have the same desire, I have the desire to perform the same service that Mother Lakshmi does. But one may ask, but won't there be any competition between the two of you? He says, perhaps there may be, but because both of us will be absorbed in worshipping the lotus feet, we will not fight with each other. But Mother Lakshmi might become angry because I am trying to take her service. And it is possible, and it's a transcendental anger. It's not like like we see even Viswanatha Radhanath Swami Maharaj, when in his Journey Home book, he writes about Ghanashyam, where that one service, although the only time when actually Ghanashyam becomes little angry on Maharaj, when he wants to carry that bucket. And we see that in the case of a similar instance when Anantacharya, when he is in Tirupati, digging that Pushkarani for the Supreme Lord, when that boy came to help, he became so angry to the extent of trying to hurt him with spade, crowbar or spade, whatever it may be. Okay, so these are like, one should not think that this is like due to some material envy. They really feel these are like transcendental emotions. So he says that, but she may become angry. Of course she will become angry. You are just a beginner. She is such an exalted devotee. Are you not, why you want to compete with her? He says that, true, but I have a chance because the Lord is Dinavatsala, so he will take my side only, just like he took my side when I was fighting with Indra. Therefore, I am confident that he will take my side. But if he takes your side, Mother Lakshmi will become angry. So are you not afraid of her anger? He says, why should I become afraid? Because I possess the power of Lord's mercy. So I am not afraid. And then in the next verse, he actually says, not only me, actually everyone should worship you only for getting devotional service, not for any other reason. Bhajantya tattvamata eva sadavo vidastanaya gunavibramodayan bhagattadanusmarana drite satam nimittam anyat bhagavanna vidmahe. Ata, therefore, bhajanti tvam ata eva sadavo. Therefore, sadavo means sincere practitioners of devotional service or great devotees. Ata, therefore, sadavo bhajanti, sadavo tvam bhajanti. Therefore, devotees worship you. Okay. Therefore, all devotees worship you. Satam, for those devotees, na vidmahe anyad nimittam bhavat tada anusmarana drite. So therefore, for what purpose do they worship you? He says, my dear Lord, therefore I do not know of any sincere devotee who worships you for any other purpose other than remembering your lotus feet or serving your lotus feet. So therefore, that is the highest purpose for worshipping your lotus feet. So therefore he says that satam na vidmahe anyad nimittam bhavat tada anusmaranat rate. Therefore for the devotees I do not know of any other result anyad nimittam for worshipping you except bhavat tada anusmaranat rate, except for remembering your lotus feet. I don't think for any other reason true devotees worship you, because that's where the real juice is. And till now, if you have seen all these verses, he has glorified the lotus feet of the Lord in serving, and he has compared to hearing Krishna Katha as the nectarian beverage emanating from the lotus feet of the Lord. So therefore he says, therefore my dear Lord, in conclusion, I think not just me, I am no special devotee, actually I think every true practitioner would actually worship you for remembering your lotus feet and serving your lotus feet only. For no other reason anyone would worship you. Anyone means any true practitioner, sincere practitioner. Like that he is telling. And who is the Supreme Lord? The Lord is addressed here as Vyudasta Vibrama Maya Guna Udayam. The Lord is addressed as one who destroys the abundant illusions arising from the gunas of Maya. And the devotees worship you for this one reason only. As King Kulashekar we saw the other day, he says, Avismritistva Charanaravinde Bhave Bhave Meyastu Bhavat Prasadat. What is the starting? Ma, Naham Vande Dvandvamatvanda Hetoho Mukunda Murna Pranipatya Yache Bhavantam Ekantam. He says, Bhavantam Ekantam Yantam Artam. The only thing that I want from you is Avismritit Tat Charanaravinde. Same thing, that is Bhavat Tada Anusmaranad Rite. Except for continuous remembrance of your lotus feet, I don't see any other result, any more glorious result for which sincere devotees could worship you. Like that he is telling. Bhavat pada anusmaranad rite anyad nimittam na vidmahe. I do not know of any other result for which sincere devotees worship you. Okay, like that. So
Srila Vishwanatha Thakur comments here, he says, not only me, but all of your devotees request this benediction of service, because you are very affectionate to the low and the fallen. They worship you who destroy the illusion of Maya's gunas, from which the desire for the benedictions arise. Okay, so because he's telling, first step is they may start worshipping you for as artha, artharthi, jigyasu. You know, they may have different other reasons for worshipping you, but the moment they start worshipping you, what is your nature? Vyudastha vibrama maya guna udayam. You completely destroy the illusions arising from the gunas of maya. So they realize that all these other desires which we want to get fulfilled by worshipping the Supreme Lord are useless. Then they start worshipping for what? Bhavat Pada Anusmaranad. So as soon as one starts worshipping the Supreme Lord for any other reason, it is only a question of time before which they will give up all those desires and they will start worshipping the Lord for the sole purpose of continuous remembrance of His lotus feet. That's what here Vishnachakaita Guru is writing. That when the devotees worship you, immediately you destroy their illusions arising from Maya. And after that, once the illusions are destroyed, then they do not worship you for any other reason other than remembering your lotus feet. Like that. The nature of worshipping you is that the desire for benedictions disappear. Satyam dishati artitam artitom renam naivartadoyat punarartitoyatah. So many times I have quoted this. Satyam dishati. Will the Lord fulfill my insignificant desire? Satyam. Sure, He will fulfill. But how? Naivartadoyat punarartitoyatah. But He will fulfill it in such a way that in future you will never worship Him for that, for such desires. Like that. So then one may ask, okay, then what is the result of worship? The result is remembering your lotus feet. Since the happiness derived from that derives all other happiness. Like that. Okay. Two more prayers and then we'll take a break. Yeah. We'll complete and then we'll take a break. So Prabhupada writes, karmis are engaged in fruitive activities and jnanis, being disgusted with it, they seek liberation. But after self-realization, the mature jnanis take up to bhakti. You see, carefully read what Prabhupada is writing. Same sentiments are, you know, mentioned by Prabhupada. Karmis are engaged in fruitive activities and jnanis, being disgusted with it, they seek liberation. Okay. Such people, they, for seeking, a karmi may approach the Supreme Lord seeking sense gratification, a jnani may approach the Supreme Lord seeking liberation. But after self-realization, which means vyudastha vibrama maya guna udayam, after their abundant illusions are destroyed, then the jnanis take up to bhakti. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyate. Srimad Bhagavatam also says, atma ramascha munayo nirgranta api urukrame kurvanti ahaitukim bhaktim ittam bhuta guno hari. Such are the glorious qualities of Supreme Lord. Such people are constantly engaged in hearing and remembering the Lord's lotus feet. This shows that liberation is inferior. Therefore, Putu Maharaj prayed for hearing and remembering the lotus feet of the Lord. Like that. Okay. So, now, and then Putu Maharaj wants to caution the Supreme Lord. He says, my dear Lord, aage se aap don't give the choice
to your devotees. क्या benediction चाहिए बोल के कभी आप पूछना नहीं, because by mistake कुछ गलत पूछ लिया तो so he says मन्ये गिरंते जगतां विमोहिनीं वरं वृणीष्वेति भजन्तमात्तयत् वाचानुतन्त्या यदि ते जनोसितः कथं पुनः कर्म करोति मोहिता. So he says मन्ये ते गिरं, my dear lord, I think your words वरं वृणीष्व इति, you told वरं वृणीष्व भद्रं ते. Please accept a benediction, you said. Varam vrinishva iti te giram manye jagatam vimohinim. I think it's a very bewildering thing that you, it's very much bewildering to the world. So do not give such opportunities. He says, unless a person is bound by your words, yadi janaha te vacha nutantya asitaha, katam karma karoti punah mohitah. Unless a person is bound by your words, how can he continue to do such actions repeatedly under illusion? So, which means that unless a person is firmly convinced of your teachings and the highest attainment, unless one is firmly grounded in the ultimate Abhideya and Prayojana, and to such people, if you give them an option, Varam Vrinishva, then they may end up asking something inferior, which may eternally cheat them of the highest Bhakti Rasa. So therefore, see, and then the next verse he says, you are like the father. A father knows what is best for the son. A father never asks the son, better you want to go to school today? No, he never asks. He may ask for some other thing, other konsa kilona chahiye. He may ask. But he will never ask such questions like, aaj aapko school jana hai ki nahi? Konsa bachcha bolega hai? That I want to go to school today, he says. Aapko khelna hai ki school jana hai? He says, khelna hai. So, therefore, don't give such choices. So, yata charet bala hitam pita swayam tata tvameva arhasi nasami hitam, he says. Just like a father knows what is best for a child, so you know what is best for me, so you do it. Don't give us choice, like that Prithu Maharaj is requesting the Supreme Lord. So here Srila Vishnu Chakritakur writes, so don't give them choice. If some immature devotees ask for some material benediction, he will be destroyed, since he will be cheated of Bhakti Rasa. So therefore, unless a person is bound, he says, typical words of the Vedas bewilder the world by praising elevation to Swarga. So therefore, unless one does not understand the relative position of such such statements in the Vedas, he may end up choosing them. One may say that what is the ultimate conclusion of Bhagavad Gita? One may say etechasi tata kuru. Krishna himself says, are sarvadharman parityajya ke baad kya bole bhagavan, etechasi tata kuru hi bola na. To matlab ultimate statement kya hai, wahi hai. So one may come to such conclusions. Or Krishna gives so many instructions for different kinds of people in Bhagavad Gita, one may choose one of those statements and say that this is the ultimate conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. So therefore, unless a person perfectly knows what is the ultimate conclusion, he may end up injuring himself by choosing an intermediate goal as the ultimate goal. And because of doing that, his path to perfection may take a very long time. He may take a very long time to eventually reach the stage of pure devotional service. Okay, so therefore, kabhi bhi ye prashna pucho mat. Never ask such questions to your devotees, because by mistake they may ask for something which is not the highest, and they will cheat themselves. Okay, so Of course, not that after this the Supreme Lord stopped asking all his devotees what benediction you want. So Prithu Maharaj is talking for himself. See, Mere Jaise, he is telling, people like me cannot be trusted, because the next time you offer me the same opportunity, I may end up asking you something else. So therefore, never ask me. You only choose what is, you only give me what is best for me. So he is speaking for himself. Okay. So of course the Supreme Lord will always ask, what do you want? Okay. Because he does not want to force. Unless the person like Prithu Maharaj surrenders himself, I do not know what is best for me, I have full faith in you, so you give me what is best. So if someone surrenders like that, then the Lord gives. Otherwise he will always ask, what do you want? Please tell me. So here Prithu Maharaj is speaking for himself. He is not, it's not a universal order that he is giving to the Supreme Lord. Henceforth never ask anyone, not like that. Though it may sound like that, the words also indicate like that, but one should understand that he is speaking for himself. So Srila Prabhupada here writes in the purport, Narottam Das Thakur has told, Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, Sakala Vishayara Bhanda. Those engaged in them are trapped by this material body and hence they are doomed. So therefore Karma Kanda is, they will worship the Supreme Lord for some karma, for some intermediate benefits. But Jnana Kanda is, they will worship the Lord for liberation. The only useful thing for the soul is to engage in its constitutional position of bhakti. Therefore Prithu Maharaj frankly tells that the allurement of material benedictions is another trap to entangle one. Therefore it is the cause of bewilderment. That's why he says that Jagatam Vimohini. But the real benediction is the real benediction of the Supreme Lord unto such people who are attracted to the lower things is Yasyaham Anugrinami Harishyetadhanam Shanai. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Ami Vidya Ei Murka Vishaya Kena Deeba Swacharanamrita Diya Vishaya Bhulaiva. Therefore material benediction is never auspicious for a devotee. Therefore the Lord says, Yaminam Pushpitam Vacham Pravadanti Avipaschitaha. Like that. Only less intelligent people are bewildered by the flowery words of the Vedas. Like that. Then finally Prithu Maharaj concludes his prayers by telling, Tvanmaya Yadda Janaisha Kandito Yadanyadashastarutatmano Buddha Yatacharet Balahitam Pitasvayam Tatatvamevar Hasinasamihitum. Therefore, my dear Lord, Yad Abudojana, because foolish people, Tvanmaya Adha Kandita, because they are completely enjoyed by your Maya, Anyat Ashasta, they may desire other things, Rita Atmano, other than worshipping you. If you give them a choice, there is a chance that people who are even slightly trapped by your Maya, they may end up asking something other than worshipping you. Therefore, without asking us, Tata, therefore, without asking us, Tvameva Arhasi Naha Samihitum, you only decide what is beneficial for us. Yata Charet Balahitam Pitasvayam. Just as a father acts for the benefit of his son, you are my father, you are our father, you know what is best for me. Whatever you give, I have full faith in you. That is the best for me. So don't ask me what I want. You give me what you think is best for me. Like that, Prithu Maharaj is indicating to the Supreme Lord. Same thing that Dhruva Maharaj also said. The conclusion of Dhruva Maharaj's prayers was also the same thing. Vashreva Vatsakam Anugraha Katarosman. He said, just like even though the calf may injure the cow while drinking milk and it may come and hit the cow, but still the cow being very anxious to nourish the calf and protect the calf. He gives his milk and nourishes him and protects him from wild animals. Similarly, I am like your calf and you are like the cow. I may injure you by approaching you for many material benedictions, but you are like the cow. You give me the milk of prema and protect me from the wild animals of material desires. Like that Dhruva Maharaj requested. Satyashisho hi Bhagavan stavapada padma ashis tatanu bhajata purushartha murte apyeva manga arya Bhagavan paripati dinam vashreva vatsakam anugraha katarosman. Like that Dhruva Maharaj offers this nice prayer. Similarly, Prithu Maharaj also concludes his prayers by telling, Lord, don't give me any choice. I may end up choosing something inappropriate, so you only decide what is best for me and give it to me, like that. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, it is the duty of the son to depend upon his father without asking anything. He should have faith that the father will do what is best for him. The same is true with a pure devotee. He neither asks for material benedictions nor does he ask for spiritual benedictions. But the Lord says, Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshesham, I will take care of you. And he has full faith in that. So neither does he ask for material benedictions nor does he ask for spiritual benedictions. He says, Lord, you give me whatever you think is best for me. Of course, it's a very exalted position to pray like that. No one needs a lot of surrender. Okay. So, but due to forgetfulness, the jiva creates lot of unwanted necessities and asks for material benedictions. Therefore, our duty is just to surrender and let the Lord take over. O Lord, please take over. Whatever you want to accomplish. Na chao, na chao, Prabhu na chao. Na chao se mate. Therefore, Prithu Maharaj, in full faith, tells that, my dear Lord, you choose what is best for me. And Prabhupada also quotes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who says, Nadhanam Najanam Nasundarim. And Prabhupada says, this is the highest perfection of life. Okay, like that. So, that brings us to the end of Prithu Maharaj's prayers. Of course, this chapter has few more verses. But nevertheless, we'll take a break now. And Prabhuji was mentioning that we can continue and end by 4:30, like that. So we'll take a break now and then we'll continue.